Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everybody, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the internet marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Wednesday, May 13th, 2015. This is the 123rd episode of The Big Show. So, God, can you believe 123 of these things already? That's crazy. Thank you so much for continuing to tune in every single week. I really appreciate it. I know I say this every week, but I just wouldn't do this if you didn't continue to tune in and listen and download. And for that, I'm very, very thankful. So thanks so much. There's a ton of stuff to talk about. By far, the biggest news of the week is the Verizon AOL deal. So Verizon just snapped up AOL for, what, $4.4 billion? That's billion with a B, dollars. And I want to talk about that a little bit. But I want to talk about something much more important, something more important to you fundamentally. That the Verizon AOL deal, I think, signals or should alert you to. And this kind of builds on what I was talking about last week with the coming massive mobile disruption. I was talking about how we've yet to really see how much mobile is going to change the world. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, first, clearly, consumer behavior is continuing to evolve. Consumers use mobile differently than the way they used to use desktop computers or the way they used laptop computers. Because when your customers are continually connected, they're going to act differently. And this really relates to a piece that Mark Andreessen wrote 4 years ago now for the Wall Street Journal that said, software is eating the world. And I think Andreessen was absolutely correct. I think Mark was spot on. I think that we're only just beginning to see the implications of that. So before I explain that, let's talk about a couple of things. First, Mobile Commerce Daily has data that shows that Merrill Lynch's mobile benefits site is seeing a 46% jump in visits. There's additional data that shows Hotels.com has seen an 80% increase in mobile bookings year on year. eMarketer has data that I've talked about before that shows that smartphones are closing the retail e-commerce device gap, the way they're saying it. They're saying that you're starting to see people buy with smartphones, on a level that's getting closer to what we've seen with other devices. That's still got a ways to go, but clearly there's been a shift. And then the last piece of data I want to throw out is from Marketing Charts that talks about the fact that half of U.S. mobile subscribers aged 65 plus now own a smartphone. So this is something that's happening across all demographics. And I'm sure if we looked at any of that data, the Hotels.com data, the Merrill Lynch data, the eMarketer data, I'm sure within different demographics, you know, you're going to see some different realities. But mobile is huge. And when half of all U.S. mobile subscribers who are older than 65 have a smartphone, I think it's pretty safe to say that everyone has a smartphone. Everyone you're going to sell to anyway. There was also data that signals a huge demographic shift the other day. That for the first time ever, millennials make up the largest single segment in the workforce. So now your employees and your customers, more of them are millennials than any other group. And if the 65-year-olds have smartphones, it's pretty safe to say what the millennials will have. Now, this is where Mark Andreessen's point about software eating the world really comes into play, and then loops back to the Verizon and AOL deal. There's a great book called Business Model Generation, A Handbook for Visionaries, Game Changers, and Challengers by Alexander Osterwalder and Yves Pinier. And I really hope I pronounced their name correctly. Their names correctly, excuse me. But in the book, they talk about the different attributes of a company and of a business model. And in those attributes include things like the customer segments you serve, the value proposition you offer those customer segments, the channels through which you market and sell your product, the types of relationships you have with your customer, the sorts of revenue streams you generate, the key resources that you need to make your business work. But the one I want to focus on, most importantly right now, is what they call key activities. And they really say your key activities can run into one of three areas. And I'm going to say there's a fourth, but we'll come to that in a second. The three are production, meaning you can make something. You can actually produce a good. There's problem solving, which is really the services side of things. So, for instance, I'm a consultant by day. That's a service I'm providing. I'm solving a problem. Publishers are problem solvers, right? Because they're providing information and content and knowledge to their readers. And then the last is a platform, you know, eBay, Etsy, Verizon, let's say, AOL, let's say. And these are platforms where people can connect, you know, to either people who produce goods or people who solve problems or both. And of course, the fourth, I said there were four. The fourth is, of course, a hybrid where you do more than one of these. You know, it could be you do two, it could be you do all three. But fundamentally, it's a question of you're helping people, you're producing a good to sell, you're providing people a service, you're solving a problem for them, or you're providing a platform where they can connect production or problem solving or customers or all of the above. Now, Verizon and AOL are both platforms. They both provide an opportunity for people to connect in different ways. In Verizon's case, the connection is the actual network. They're actually giving people access to the internet. And in AOL's case, they're giving advertisers the ability to connect with consumers. And the idea behind these is that they're going to go ahead and make it easier for people on mobile, for advertisers on mobile, to connect more effectively with their customers. If you want to read a great piece about this, Ben Thompson at Stratechery has a fantastic piece about Verizon AOL, Facebook's instant articles, and the future of digital advertising. And he talks in there about how these platforms make it easier for those of us who solve problems or produce goods to connect with the right customer. And I'm going to link in the show notes to all kinds of great background data that shows how effective Facebook is, and to some degree, how effective Verizon and AOL are at this. But clearly, Facebook is way out in front, and Google is right there with them. Verizon AOL is going to be a second tier, at least at this point. Not that they don't have the opportunity to do better, and not that they may not be able to do better. They may be very effective at this. There are some privacy concerns and things like that that could hurt them, but fundamentally, they could easily get into play here because obviously everybody who's on Verizon becomes very targetable. But here's where things go back to software is eating the world. When you look at platforms today, platforms are increasingly digital. They're increasingly technological. Verizon, AOL, Facebook, Google, digital payments, right? Online payments, Apple Pay, rather. though Siri too, right? I mean, these are just, you know, digital goods that connect people with the information that they need or the services that they need. And when you can use software, technology, to connect people to the services they need, and you have mobile, you also have a reality where a lot of those problem-solving attributes also become eaten by software, eaten by mobile. Because if I'm a consumer or I'm a B2B customer or I'm, you know, a business person and I need information right now, it's right there at my fingertips. You know, the platforms exist to put me in touch with the problem solvers. That doesn't mean that there won't be plenty of other problem solvers who exist. But if you look at the emergence of something like Airbnb, which is a platform, that platform is taking the place of a hotel, which has long been a problem solver, by connecting available room inventory to the needs of customers. If you look at Uber, same thing, available transportation inventory being connected to the needs of customers when they need it. The one place that digital hasn't completely disrupted today is production. And I don't know if it will, or if it will take some time, or how that will happen. But if you look at things like crowdsourcing, which again, we're creating a platform, you know, Kickstarter, Indiegogo, things along those lines, you're removing some of the risk from production by pre-selling it, by ensuring that customers are going to buy before you ever invest the capital in making it. And let's be fair, the biggest thing that stops production today is access to capital. If you have the capital, you just go make the thing and then hopefully you can sell it, right? So when we talk about software eating the world and we talk about mobile in every pocket and we talk about the fact that people who can provide platforms can take the place of a problem solver and maybe can start to take the place of somebody who produces a good, you really need to think about what that means for your strategy as a business. Which of those categories are you in? Which of those are you using mobile most effectively to help your customers either get access to the products they need, help them solve their problems, or provide them a platform to connect with the products or services that they need? And if you're using mobile well to do that, you're going to be really fine. But if you're not, you're going to find yourself where things like Facebook's latest move and Verizon and AOL's latest move are going to be more damaging to you in the long run than they are helpful. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. I realize that was a lot to cover in a very short time, so I expect I'll be talking more about this in the next couple of weeks. So I do hope you do tune in for more. And to do that, you can subscribe to the podcast. You can go ahead and subscribe by going to timpeter.com/podcast and clicking on the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find there. You can subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher Radio or whatever your favorite podcatcher happens to be. Just do a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or plain old Thinks Out Loud. You should find us under any of those. You can also email me by sending an email to podcast@timpeter.com with any comments or questions, concerns, complaints, anything you might happen to be thinking of as we go forward with digital and mobile and internet marketing. Again, podcast@timpeter.com. I do love to hear from you. I'd love to have you email me. And with that, I hope you have a spectacular rest of the week. I encourage you to check out the show notes at timpeter.com/podcast. I hope you enjoy the rest of your week. I hope you have a fantastic weekend ahead. And we'll look forward to seeing you right back here on Thinks Out Loud next week. In the meantime, take care, everybody.